Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday the 18th of January. And yes, regular watchers will realise I'm not wearing my hat. Sorry, folks. I just realised I left it indoors and had to go live. So here we go. The show must go on. In the news this morning, we had the final day of the New Zealand Cycle Classic with a change of leader overall. In the cricket, we've got two test matches to catch up on, Australia versus India, Sri Lanka versus England, as well as those two Super Smash games up in Auckland. I was up there and brought you post-game interviews from the women's game. There was some dramatic action in the Prada Cup yesterday in the third round of the round robin races, or the third day, sorry. Over in the A-League, we have it's been a good start for Macarthur FC to their existence. Over in skiing, Alice Robinson was in action again in the giant slalom, able to make up for a poor showing on Saturday. Some dramatic scores in the NBA, and we'll also try and bring you up to speed with the NBL. Action from yesterday, and we also had the New Zealand football action in the form of the Premier League, sorry, the Premiership, the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership. So we'll bring you all of that in the show today, a packed show for you here on New Zealand Sports Radio. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's crack on with that cycling action. In the New Zealand Cycle Classic, Corbin Strong came through to win the race overall by winning the final sprint on the final day to take an 8-second lead over his teammate Finn Fisher-Black, who had started the day in yellow and leading. So change of leadership there within the New Zealand national team, finishing first and second with Aaron Gate from Black Spoke Pro Cycling Academy finishing in third on what was a wet day in Wellington for the final. Shame it wasn't better weather for the fans to get out and watch that wonderful event. Over in the A-League, let's catch up with the football action there. And the Newcastle Jets lost to Macarthur FC 2-1 at home. Newcastle Jets now have started the season with three consecutive losses and sit bottom of the table, even below Perth Glory, who haven't even had a game yet. Perth Glory will be playing their first game on Wednesday against Adelaide United, by the way. Macarthur FC pick up their second ever win. Remember, they're the new team this season. And that season go top of the table on 7 points, 1 point ahead of both Central Coast and Melbourne City, with two wins, a draw and a loss. To be fair to Central Coast, they've played two less games than Macarthur FC. But hey, Macarthur FC will be happy to be top. Central Coast Mariners have the opportunity to go back top on Tuesday when they play Western Sydney Wanderers FC. Who are down in sixth currently. Over in the ISPS New Zealand, men's premiership, we had two games yesterday. Both of them were draws. Hawke's Bay United drew 2-2 with Team Wellington, and Wellington Phoenix drew 1-1 with Waitakere United in a lower table clash. That means that Auckland are that's an out of date table there, because I've got not enough games have been played. Sorry, let me just bring the table back up. But it means that Auckland are still top of the table, and I'll just try and get the standings. Sorry, folks, didn't Hadn't refreshed properly from yesterday. So yes, Auckland City at top, 2 points clear of Team Wellington, who are 2 points clear of Hamilton Wanderers now, being closely followed by Eastern Suburbs and Canterbury United. It's going to be between those four, you'd think, Wellington, Phoenix, Waitakere United and Hawke's Bay United, all with losing records, but down in the bottom half of the table there. Moving on then to the sailing, and boy, oh boy, it really was some dramatic action on the third day of the Prada Cup. First up, Luna Rosa raced against Team Ineos, Ineos Team UK, sorry. And you got to remember that Ineos Team UK were the side that didn't win a race during the Christmas Cup, but had come in very strong in this event. They had a comeback from behind win to beat Luna Rosa by 18 seconds in this one. Luna Rosa were leading early on, but at one point they turned around the mark. Even Stevens, one going left around the left mark, one going around the right mark. Ineos UK got the correct one, managed to win that one. In the second race, American Magic took on Luna Rosa Challenge, and in high winds that were at the top end of the range that are allowed, American Magic capsized in this one, meaning that Luna Rosa managed to finish uncontested and win that race. Overall, it means now Team Ineos UK have won 4, Luna Rosa 2, and American Magic haven't won any. Now, there were some worrying signs from that capsize. First off, the boat did not sit as high as it normally does and didn't flip back up as we've seen in other capsizes with American Magic's first boat, Defiance, and also we've seen with the Team New Zealand's boat as well. It sat much lower in the water and they had some real, and what had happened was they had a hole in the bow and it was taking on water. It took 5 hours to salvage the boat and get it back to shore, not getting back till nearly 11 p.m. at night. They've got a big task ahead of them now to fix that boat and be ready for sailing. They've already said that they're aiming for the semi-finals, which kick off on January the 29th, probably missing for this next weekend's racing on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Friday, they are due to race Ineos Team UK. But as I say, it looks like they're going to have to forfeit those races over the weekend, which would obviously consign them to last in the table, meaning that it's most likely that Ineos Team UK and Luna Rosa Challenge now are fighting it out for the top spot, and who has to skip the final, semi-final, and go straight to the final, and who will have to take on American Magic in the semi-final, assuming they can fix their boat in time. So dramatic day yesterday in the Prada Cup. Moving on then to the A-League, and in the A-League, in the skiing, Alice Robinson had a much better day of it yesterday after attacking the course too aggressively on Saturday and finding that she makes some technical mistakes to finish outside the top 10. Alice Robinson took a more conservative approach to finish ninth overall, her first top 10 finish in a year, which is fantastic for Alice Robinson to get some form back and give her some confidence. She'd taken a bit more conservative in the first run, and in the second run she'd attacked it a bit more. Good to see her finish in the top 10 there. Marta Bassino of Italy took her second win of the weekend there, and obviously very happy with her results from the weekend. Unfortunately, Pereira Hudson, because of that hyperextension she did on Saturday, wasn't able to start on Sunday due to injury in that one. Over in the basketball then, and in the NBL, first off, There was one game yesterday between the Adelaide 36ers and the South East Melbourne Phoenix. In a high-scoring affair, the 36ers won 116 to 108 by the Melbourne Phoenix in that one. Top point scorer was Johnson with 33 for the 36ers, and Creek got 30 for the Phoenix. So good scoring there. Wetzel for the Melbourne Phoenix got a double-double with 10 rebounds and 24 points, as did Sykes, who got 11 assists and 18 points there. Over in the NBA, the 76ers lost to the Grizzlies 106 to 104 to see them lose a bit of ground on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. But the big result of the day, or the big news of the day, was from the Brooklyn Nets, 122 win over to 115 over the Orlando Magic. In that one, James Harden made his debut for the Nets after a surprising trade, and he scored a triple double, and the first player to do so, and scored 32 and over 30 points in their debut. 32 points, 14 assists, and 12 rebounds for James Harden. He was him and Kevin Durant, who scored 42 points, led the Brooklyn Nets to that win. For the Magic, Nikola Vukevic played well in a losing effort with 34 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double himself in that one. That means the Nets now are on a winning streak of three games, seeing them climb up the table in that Eastern Conference. Currently, I say the 76ers lost ground on the Celtics, who were top of the table, followed by the Bucks, and it's then the Pacers. In that Eastern Conference, the Celtics will be in action against the Knicks today, and the Pacers against the Clippers. Over in the Western Conference, the Lakers up against the Clippers. Lakers leading the Clippers in that table with the Jazz in third. Just talked about the Clippers, but also the Pelicans will play the Kings in a lower table clash, and they are 12th and 13th in that Western Conference. So Steve Adams in action again today at 3 p.m. for the Steve Adams Pelicans in action again at 3 p.m. today. Moving on to the cricket then, and in the Super Smash, first up, we had the Northern Spirit taking on the Auckland Hearts. The Northern Spirit went into bat first and had a real tough start, losing three wickets in their first two overs to lead them for 3 for 6 in that one. Gurney and Leighton Davis managed to resurrect the innings until Prasad came out and removed both of them in a dramatic over where she took three wickets to really break up the partnership take player of the match as well. The Northern Spirit were made at 97 for 9 off their 20 overs. In response, the Auckland Hearts get also lost early wickets as Patel, who had put in a fiery 17 or 15 balls at the lower part of Northern Spirit's innings, took two wickets in her first over, and then also came back to take another wicket, to take three wickets in that innings. Perkins, though, with 52, saw them home. First off, with Huddleston, who scored 25, then as Lil sat stood up at the other end and watched her hit the winning runs to score 100 off 17.4 overs. It was really in the balance until the 15th over, where it really got away from the Spirit, and the Auckland Hearts win that one. I had a post-match interview with Patel, talking about her batting and also her bowling, and the interesting bowling tactics that the Northern Spirit used to rotate their bowlers, especially in the first eight overs of the innings. So you can check that out on New Zealand Sports Radio's Facebook page. I also got to chat with a couple of the Auckland Hearts players as well. Regina Lil and Arlene Kelly. So check that out on New Zealand Sports Radio's Facebook page. Had a great day out up there at Eden Park. In a rain impacted game between the Auckland Aces and the Northern Lights, I'll be honest, I abandoned this one as the rain looked heavy and it didn't look like we were going to get play. But hey, play did resume. The Auckland Aces managed to have 14 overs, scored 140 in that for the loss of six runs, being led by Phillips with 69 off just 33 balls there. Due to the DLS method, the Northern Knights were given a target of around 109 off 10 overs, which they knocked off with a ball to spare. Santner with 39 off 16 balls saw them home after they were lost regular wickets along the way there. Somerville taking three wickets in his two overs, really doing most of the damage. So where does that see people? Well, that means that in the table, the Wellington Blaze are top of the women's table, but the Auckland Hearts step up into second place with the Canterbury Magicians in third there. So 20 points, 18 points and 14 points, those top three. Northern Spirit in fourth now have played one more game, so it's going to be tough to see them come back and to get a reckoning of the top three, with Otago Sparks and Central Hinds in the bottom of the table there on the women's side. On the men's side, no change yesterday. The Wellington Firebirds still top with the Canterbury Kings, both on 20 points, just separated by net run rate, with the Central Stags in a third place on 16 points. The Knights and the Aces are in fifth and sixth. The Knights ahead, with the Aces still looking for their first win of the season. Today, we see the Central Hinds versus the Otago Spark at Pukekura Park, and the Central Stags against the Otago Volts. And that first game starts at 12:30, and it's 4 p.m. for the second game. So get on down to those games and catch some top level T20 action. Over in the test matches then, over in Australia, in the fourth test, India replied to Australia's 369 first innings score with 336 themselves. Lots of batsmen contributing, with Washington, Sundar and Shardul Thakur scoring 62 and 67 lower down the order. That's seventh wicket century stand really puts put India in a good situation. Hazelwood took five wickets for the Australians for 57 runs in that one. And in reply, Harris and Warner batted through the six overs at the end of play for no loss, scoring 21 runs. So with 2 days left, it's going to take some aggressive play for one of these sides to win this one, or a collapse by one of the sides, you'd have to think. Over in Sri Lanka, and England are in control, as Sri Lanka avoided losing by an innings by scoring 359 in their second innings. The opening stand of 101 between Pera and Thramaine really did set them along their way well, until Pereira was out for 62. Thramaine scored 111, was joined by Matthews with 71 as well. As Sri Lanka scored 359 in that second innings. Jack Leach with the 5 wickets for 122 runs helps to close out the innings for England. England now had a low total to chase of just 73 runs. They are 38 for 3 chasing that down with a day left. Crawley, Sibley and Root all out cheaply, including a run out there. Johnny Bairstow with 11 is currently the top scorer, and Dan Lawrence with 7 are two unbeaten batsmen going into the final day with just 36 runs needed and 7 wickets in hand. You'd have to think that England would knock that off in the first session of the day. Obviously, Sri Lanka looking for rain to save them there, or a total batting collapse. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. I'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. And don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for Swinging from the Hip, your cricket weekly cricket fix. And have a wonderful start to your week.